transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning, my brothers and sisters, on this wonderful Mother's Day, we're honoring our mothers, and we remember from the moment our eyes open and we look into the eyes of our mothers, we see the love and the protection that our mothers have for us. And from that very moment, we learn to believe what our mothers tell us. When our mother tells us, be careful of the stove, sometimes we believe, sometimes we don't. But we learn to believe that our mother is always telling us the truth. And we learn to believe that we can trust what she says because she loves us and she's taking care of us and she protects us. Well, my brothers and sisters, the church is our mother. And if we can open our eyes to the church, if we can open our eyes to the love that the church has for us, and if we can learn to believe and to trust what the church tells us is true, then the church will be able to protect us from harm. In this morning's gospel, we hear about a man who was born blind. And the apostles asked the Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. When we see the good things that God does, we have to recognize them. Unfortunately, in today's world, there are many who are trying to deceive our eyes. There are many who are trying to tell us up is down and down is up and left is right and right is left and good is bad and bad is good. Every time we turn around, the society is trying to trick us. And I believe that this is the work of the devil. Because if he can convince us not to trust our eyes, then when he returns, when God returns and we see him coming down from heaven, we may not trust what we see. I am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that in the world outside the church, every time we turn around, someone's trying to trick us. Someone is trying to distract us from God. But we have to learn to trust our mother. Just as our physical mothers, our earthly mothers, kept us safe and still keep us safe. Our mother, the church, if we look into her eyes and we look at the icons and we come and we participate in her life and we allow our mother, the church, to protect us and to teach us what is true, then when God returns, we will be prepared for him and we will believe in him. Because when Jesus healed this man, nobody believed it was good. No one believed it was from God. The Pharisees continued to question and question him. Why did you do this? Who did this to you? No one from God would have broken the Sabbath, etc., etc. This man is not from God, they said, but because he does not keep the Sabbath. And the others said, there's a big controversy now. How can a man who was a sinner do such signs? There will be people who do not believe the good that comes from God. But we can trust the good things we see in the church, the good things we see in our lives, all good things, we're going to say in a few moments in the prayers, all good things come from above, come from God. Ola takala ine apto Theo. If we open our eyes and see God, then our church can protect us as our mother here, preparing us to meet our Father when we go to heaven. Christos Anesti.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.